This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back on July 9th. We're talking no other than Premier Biomedical, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. And with us today, we're very lucky to have him as the CEO of the company, William Hartman. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's always a pleasure.
You know, last time that you were on the show back in July, we talked about a joint venture. Can you bring us up to speed where we're at on that?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Everett. Believe me, there are problems that arise constantly, but you know, in this business, you have to have the attitude that these represent an opportunity, and they do if you play them right and if you work hard at it. Let's go backwards just a minute. Why we were interested in doing a joint venture? Well, we're targeting Europe. The reason is, for those who need a little bit of update, in December of 2016, the holdovers from the prior administration and the FDA declared CBD as a Schedule I drug, and that really put the entire industry, CBD and hemp oil, into a turmoil. This was reversed by lawsuits in April of 2017, but it's continued to have an impact on social media, and I'll discuss more about that in a moment. But in Europe, meanwhile, in January of 2017 and really prior, CBD was declared a medicine and welcomed in the UK, Germany, Netherlands, etc., etc. So in order to really get into a market that embraces CBD, we have to do a joint venture targeting ourselves at Europe. We just can't sell in Europe in any volume without having a partner there. So at any rate, we picked a partner and they picked us, so everything was a marriage made in heaven. We drafted an agreement about a month ago, and we were very fair in the agreement. They loved every bit of the terms and indicated they were completely pleased. We drafted a press release in anticipation of their signing, and nothing happened for a couple of weeks and a couple more weeks. And I'm not a patient man. I mean, I go after things. I mean, I want them now. And at any rate, this company is, in fact, has become a target for takeover by another company, and that has slowed things down. But in the interim, instead of just waiting for this to resolve itself, I've picked another partner, and in fact, that partner is not quite as desirable, but we can actually, because of different countries involved with these partners, we could have two joint ventures. So we're continuing to work on that. And we expect that to be resolved within the next month. While we were working on this joint venture issue, a new development happened. A mass distributor that has some 15,000 outlets in the United States is desired to handle CBD products. They surveyed the industry, and they've chosen us because they felt that we had the best product lineup with the most CBD at the best price, but they've in fact they identified a shortcoming for us that frankly we knew about, but we really hadn't had time to resolve, and that is that we need an entry level product lineup where people that do impulse shopping, for example, at truck stops and travel centers, etc., and mom-and-pop shops, we need price leaders at the low end. So we've identified five new products. In fact, this all occurred this week, and we've identified five products, and we're working on pricing, and in fact, we're supposed to have our follow-up conversation tomorrow with these people. And this is a great idea. And in fact, you know, drawing a parallel from the automobile industry, you know, you have to have Fords and Lincolns too, and Chevrolets and Cadillacs. Excuse me. But going back to where are we going in the future? One of our biggest problems in the United States is this carryover from this attempt to declare CBD as a Schedule One drug, right up there with heroin, etc. We realize that we've got to do more. Some of the social media people, in fact, are still remaining to be convinced that CBD is, in fact, a legal drug. Our products, our pain relief products, are all natural, 50-state legal, drug test safe, pesticide free, and solvent free. Now, what do I mean solvent free? Well, when you extract hemp oil, a lot of our competitors use butane, and that leaves a residue from the butane. We use CO2, and CO2 is not toxic. It's plants breathe it in and give off oxygen, so CO2 is, in fact, necessary for life on this planet. The standards, another thing, we started with full-spectrum hemp oil. We've gone to isolate. The reason we've gone to isolate is because that yields zero THC. THC is psychoactive. That's the key element in marijuana. The standards in Europe are in the United States, for example, it has to have less than 0.3% of THC. In the UK, it's less than 0.2%, but in Europe, it's 0.05. So we've really been forced, and we're very happy we made the decision some time ago to go to isolate, because we have, and in fact, certified certificates of analysis that say we're at zero THC. How is this going to be resolved relative to social media, etc.? The Hemp Farming Act of 2018, the bill number S2667, has sponsors Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell in the Senate. And after we complete this circus regarding the Supreme Court filling a position, with the Senate, will get back to business. And I anticipate that this bill is going to be passed before the midterm elections, November 6th. And why is that? Well, because these people in the Senate that are sponsoring this and in the House are from Kentucky primarily, and these people are in fact up for re-election. So this is it's key for them to get this passed in the very near term. Now, why is that important? Well, this bill is going to clarify. It's the Hemp Farming Act of 2018. It's going to clarify the legality, complete legality, of CBD and hemp oil products and in all forms, full spectrum and isolate. And we've been demonstrating our products to the military, and they love the products, and this is an alternative to opioid pain pills, where 200 people per day are dying from drug overdoses. I mean, you want to talk about an epidemic. And a study out of West Virginia says 70% of these people started on opioid pain pills. So the bottom line is the military is interested, but they need clarification and legality in terms of CBD and hemp oil. And they're showing a lot of interest, and they love our products. But and frankly, we're lined up to be number one. We've shown, demonstrated our products to Fort Bragg, also the San Antonio military facility, and a number of others. But those are the primary ones. But at any rate, that's very, very key to our proceeding with the military, frankly, and on social media. I remind everyone that we do sell our products today at www.painreliefmeds.com. And Well, Rick, that's the primary news. Believe me, there are challenges every day in this business.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Business is great. It's fun to bring a product that is bringing relief from human suffering, and frankly is all natural, pesticide free, and frankly we're in that business and we're going to stay in it. But I thank you and your listeners for letting me ramble on today.
My guest has been William Hartman, CEO of Premier Biomedical. Take a look at their stock. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. Bill, thank you so much for stopping by, giving us an update on your company. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come on in 30 or 40 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Well, Everett, we're one last point. We're doing everything we can to stop the dilution of our stock. We've come out with a complete new strategy that says that our other technologies, we're not going to give people a chunk of the company. We're going to give them a piece of the profits or licensing associated with these technologies. And we're in the future going to be much more careful in borrowing money. We're going to stick with people that don't dump the stock on the market and hurt ourselves. I see bright future for this stock and this company going forward. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.